And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kendra Coco. Kendra is with the Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana, here to talk about National Breastfeeding Month, which is August, which is upon us. And we're going to have lots of activities here in the community that she'll talk about. So I think, first of all, Kendra, if you could tell us just a bit about what the coalition is and what the coalition, the Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana, does.
Okay. Acadiana Breastfeeding Coalition is a nonprofit organization. We were established in 2011. We encompass seven parishes in the area. Basically, our mission is to promote, to protect, and support breastfeeding throughout Acadiana. We are a vast group of ladies that have come together, doctors, midwives, doulas, just childbirth educators that have come together to promote breastfeeding in the Acadiana area.
Mm-hmm. And can you just remind us why it's important to have an organization like this? I guess because when you say breastfeeding, it sounds like it's so natural, and obviously for centuries, millennium, that's how human beings were fed. What is the issue that you all deal with these days? Why is it important that we are reminded of why it's healthy? Why do you need a coalition for breastfeeding?
You know, that's neat that you asked that question. The most important thing is that breastfeeding, like you said, it is natural, but people need support. It's not an easy thing to do. People just think that they're going to set out to breastfeed their baby, put it on, and everything's going to go okay. And what we're finding in the area is that because of people needing support and not having their loved ones around or parents, that we're here to assist them, to teach them how to latch the baby on correctly so that they can get off to a good start. Breastfeeding is liquid gold. It is the best thing that you can give your baby. All the research out there has shown that it does decrease obesity, and that the health benefits as far as allergies and disease are decreased when mamas breastfeed their babies.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you all are very committed to helping people, reconnect with that very natural way of nurturing babies. And I know you all have a website where people can find out lots of information. But this month, since it is National Breastfeeding Month, you all are creating opportunities where the community can interact and perhaps new mothers can find out more about your organization and the resources that you offer them. This Saturday, as with every Saturday now in the Lafayette community, the Horse Farm has a wonderful farmer's market, artisan's market, and you all are going to be the honored guests. You get to ring the bell to open the Horse Farm this coming Saturday. For those who haven't been yet, what does that mean, ringing the bell? What happens?
This is a really big opportunity for us. We were really excited that Joey Durell extended that to us as a nonprofit organization. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we will be ringing the bell, and Joey Durell will be giving a proclamation calling August Natural Breastfeeding Awareness Month. It's a huge opportunity in that our actual theme this year is Eat Local. And so everything that the Horse Farm represents is what we are representing as well. The local farmers and the community buying local, it's the same to us as far as a baby mm-hmm. eating local,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's
being
right.
with its mother.
That's
so
right.
We're actually going to be out there. We will have a tent set up with cups that we will have on sale, as well as the T-shirt that says Eat Local on it. The neat thing about the tent, and one of the things that we're striving to do in the community, is to attend festivals in the area and provide a tent for families, for mothers with babies, to come, and we'll have a changing station for them, as well as the tent actually has sides. It gets them out of the sun mm-hmm. and provide them a relaxing place to sit down and be able to feed their babies if they want to get out of the weather and mm-hmm. have a nice private place to do that. So we're excited to be doing that, not only for the Horse Farm, but we'll be doing it for some other festivals in the area this year.
So it sounds like a good opportunity for these young mothers to network as well and to talk with other mothers who are breastfeeding their babies.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I think that's a great opportunity. being a mother of two myself and coming home, sometimes it's kind of lonely to be home by yourself. And so when you have other activities and other groups that are doing the same thing, then it gives them an opportunity, like you said, to meet one another, to connect, to bond, and to forge new friendships and have support for each other in the community.
Right. So you all, members of the Breastfeeding Coalition, will be there. Happy to chat with new mothers and encourage them. And I guess you'll have information about your website and some other activities that you all are involved with.
Yes, we will have that. Mm-hmm. There's also another group that's going to be out at the horse farm that day. It's actually a Facebook group called Lafayette Moms. They are putting on what is becoming a nationwide. It's called the Big Latch On, and so they're encouraging mothers to show up ahead of time, like by 10:15, and maybe come meet at our tent. And by 10:30, they will have a spot, probably under a nice big oak tree, where they can actually have their babies latched on at 10:30. And so it'll be a great opportunity for every mom who is, breastfeeding to come out and support that.
All right. So that's a national movement as well?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's not sanctioned by ABC, right, of course, but one of our members is leading that.
Okay, so it sounds like great networking opportunities this Saturday. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Kendra Coco, who is with the Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana, talking about National Breastfeeding Month, which is this coming month, August, and Saturday at the Horse Farm Farmers Market. Joey Durrell will proclaim it National Breastfeeding Month here in Acadiana, and the coalition will be there offering a tent, as you said, to any mothers who would like to nurse their babies, and the Lafayette Moms will be there as well. So lots of great opportunities to talk more about it, get support, learn about these organizations, and if you have any questions, you certainly can direct them to resources that you all know about, and I believe you also have some other opportunities this month in case people can't make it out this Saturday. So something's going to be happening on the 17th at the South Regional Library in Lafayette.
Yes, that's located off of Johnson Street, past the mall, on August 17th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is our third annual breastfeeding awareness celebration. And last year I went, it was just an exciting time. Of course, whenever you're with mothers and new babies, it's always an exciting time. But at that meeting, we are celebrating everyone who supports and encourages breastfeeding. And so there will be local businesses that we are planning to give out a liquid gold award. And so if there's anybody out there that knows of a business that's really supported breastfeeding, they can nominate that business through our website or our email, which is also on our website, to give them recognition for supporting breastfeeding in their business. Along with that celebration, of course, there'll be food and refreshments. We're planning to have a baby-wearing style show, which will be really different and fun, different ways for mamas and daddies to wear their babies in public and demonstrate how to use the different ones. And then probably the last thing is the lactettes will do some entertainment for everyone, but I'm not going to give too much information. They have to show up to see who the lactettes really are and what we're doing. So.
Okay. Is this a group that's been around for a long time here in Acadiana?
Well, for a little while, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It'll be a neat performance.
You might start getting a request from bands to be the backups, Well, that's on the 17th at the South Regional Library in Lafayette. It's a celebration, an awareness celebration of breastfeeding, again, put on by the organization that my guest belongs to, the Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana, and that will be the 17th. Of course, all of this information is on their website. Just search for Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana, and you'll find out more. And then you also have, for women who would like to be a little more involved, you have a counselor training session at the end of August.
Yes.
How do people become counselors?
This actual training is for pretty much anybody, a nurse, a mom, physical therapist, anybody who wants to learn how to counsel moms on how to breastfeed. It's more of a support. So on August 26th to the 30th, we actually have the Breastfeeding Center out of Massachusetts. They are coming in at the Picard Center, and they're doing a training for us. The training will be Monday to Friday. It starts at 8 a.m. It ends at 4:30. But on Friday, if they've attended the full week, they have an opportunity to take the certification exam at noon. And this certification allows them to be certified as lactation counselors.
And so how do they get involved with, say, a new mother? What happens? Are they called by the hospital, by the mother? Who engages these counselors?
Well, we're hoping to establish some support groups in the area. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we allow them to let people know.
Like
it's
on
really
your website,
through networking.
Right.
Yes. And so they'll know that there's some people in the area that can actually assist them and support them.
Okay. And again, more information on that through your website. But yes, that counselor training is at the very end of the month, and that will be at the Picard Center here in Lafayette. Again, August is National Breastfeeding Month, and Kendra Coco is with the Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana. Now, you're part of a larger network of organizations in our community that are really striving to instill all of us in healthy habits for healthy living, and it's called the Healthy Living Club. Can you tell us just a bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. The Healthy Living Club is a collaboration of about 23 different organizations in the area. Excuse me. From teaching people how to raise their own garden, we have people who are teaching people dance. We have others that are doing promoting biking. The whole focus is really to promote a healthier lifestyle, to decrease obesity, and to really have people hone in on eating better by eating. There's four parts to the organization. It's eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking more water, and exercising. And so all these groups have come together, and we communicate with one another and try to do the various activities together, mm-hmm. And to promote each other's part in the Healthy Living Club, which is the four parts.
Right, and so this is a really good opportunity for families to get their very little ones involved in healthy living, healthy eating as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. So that's a coalition. People can find out more about that as well. The Healthy Living Club in Acadiana. It's made up of a variety of groups, including the Breastfeeding Coalition of Acadiana. And my guest, Kendra Coco, is a member of that organization. How long has the coalition been together in our community?
Acadiana Breastfeeding mm-hmm. Coalition has been involved since 2011.
Okay, and you've been involved since the beginning of that?
Actually, I came on board about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what has been most satisfying about it to you? What have you learned, and what do you feel is most interesting to you being involved in this group?
Probably the most interesting thing for me is watching it grow, watching the excitement of new mothers, getting the support, and finding out that there's more support in the businesses. We have several businesses in the area that are trying to provide rooms for mothers so that when they come back to work, they have a room that's private that they can go and pump and provide for their babies instead of having to use some alternative. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really exciting, is to see the growth and to see our goal really is to make breastfeeding the norm in Acadiana, that people can feel comfortable breastfeeding wherever they are, discreetly, you know, with respect for other people, and just to have the community to come on board with that. And it was really exciting to hear Joey Durrell give us the whole month and to really be excited about letting us ring the bell on Saturday to promote this.
Yes, that really illustrates that the community is behind this, and
yes,
that they're determined that it become the norm and more natural and normal for people. And what you're referring to is, of course, Joey Durrell will be at the Horse Farm this
yes.
Saturday, letting you all ring the bell, and he will proclaim it National Breastfeeding Month here in Acadiana. Of course, everyone is invited to the Horse Farm. It's free and open to everyone. It starts at 8 o'clock. You'll be ringing the bell at 8?
Yes.
Okay. And you're particularly inviting mothers who are nursing their babies to join you in the tent that you all will have set up there.
Yes.
And that's open starting at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, it will
be. And you'll be there all morning as long as the horse farm is open?
Until 12 noon. I believe that's when they close.
All right. And the other group you mentioned was Lafayette Moms will be there.
Yes, they will. And they would like people to come meet at the tent at about 10:15, and then they'll go to a nice shaded place so that they can latch their babies on for the big latch on.
They have a Facebook page. Does your coalition have a Facebook page or just a website right now?
We have both.
Okay.
It's Acadiana Breastfeeding Coalition. Mm-hmm. That's our Facebook page. Please like us. Every event that we attend or promote or do and support is listed on there. As you know, Facebook is one of the greatest social medias to get information out there. And so that's where we give a lot of our information. And then we also have www.acadianabreastfeeding.org, where you can also get information about our organization as well as how to become a member.
Right. And what's nice, I guess, this month, since you have so many activities, that you can keep up with those activities through Facebook. It'll just be on your feed, and you'll get to be reminded of what's happening, what's coming up this month. Again, if you've tuned in right now, my guest is Kendra Coco with the Acadiana Breastfeeding Coalition. It is National Breastfeeding Month in August. And this Saturday, August 3rd, they will be at the horse farm ringing the bell, opening the farmer's market, and there will be a proclamation proclaiming it Breastfeeding Month here in Acadiana as well. Well, Kendra, thank you so much for letting us know more about that organization and the various activities that people can become involved in this month.
Thank you so much for having me.